SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Sie hören SBS German.
Valerie, du warst dieses Jahr vor Ort in Adelaide beim Fringe Festival und hast dort mit dem Sydney Comedy Duo Nick Harriott und Tom Waddle über deren Stück The Berliner gesprochen. Worum geht es denn in der Aufführung?
Hallo Wolfgang. Kurz gesagt geht es um den Kunst- und Rock'n'Roll liebenden West-Berliner Nick und einen Nachrichtensprecher aus Ost-Berlin, Tom. Die beiden wohnen in einem Apartment und werden von einer Berliner Mauer getrennt, die quer durch das Apartment verläuft. Das Stück ist eine absurd komische Aufführung und macht wirklich Spaß. Die Kreativköpfe von Berliners, Nick und Tom, durfte ich auch persönlich zu einem Gespräch treffen.
Berliners! Tonight's performance will be presented entirely in German. But fear not, for if you do not know the Fasertongue, we will now teach it to you. Repeat after me. Hello?
Hallo.
Ja.
Ja.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Congratulations, you now speak fluent Deutsch and will understand everything on stage this evening. Now please, put your hands together for Nick und Tom.
Hi Nick, hi Tom. Ihr beide kommt ja ursprünglich eigentlich aus Sydney. Wie gefällt es euch denn bisher so?
Adelaide's great. We have a Sydney Fringe Festival in Sydney that is nowhere near as large as Adelaide. And I think because, I feel like the people who come out to the shows in Adelaide, they're really enthusiastic and they really get behind new shows that come to town. And so we always love the audiences here because they always seem so enthusiastic and so willing to take a chance on a show, which doesn't happen in every city. So we really love performing in Adelaide.
Yes, it's great. It's fantastic. It's a much bigger, it's like the largest arts festival in the Southern Hemisphere. So the audience turnout, participation and enthusiasm for indie art is pretty, there's a pretty good appetite for indie artists out here, which has been really exciting. And we had a really good run of people coming in and honestly more consistent crowds than we've had in Sydney before, which has been great.
Jetzt mal ganz kurz zusammengefasst, worüber geht eure Show The Villainous?
It's about two men, one who lives in West Germany and one who lives in East Germany in the 80s, and their apartment is split in two by the Berlin Wall, but then it comes down and they have to live together.
And I would call it an alternate history rom-com, because I think that's a fun punchy line description for it.
A lot of our fans and friends and family think it's very funny how close we are on stage, and they're like, you two should just do one where you're in love. And we're like, all right, well, what if we just combine this idea? And that kind of gave the premise a lot more gravity, which I think is what people respond to, because it's a very silly concept having the Berlin Wall split two apartments, but if you connect it with people who have real feelings and a real emotional journey, I think it becomes a lot more rewarding for the audience.
Ja, das ist auf jeden Fall sehr spannend. Jetzt erzählt mal genau, wie alt seid ihr beiden und macht ihr nebenbei etwas anderes?
So I'm 28 and I do a lot of live comedy and music stuff. I do a lot of work doing musical accompaniment for improv shows. So there's like a live Dungeons and Dragons podcast I do the music for, and a lot of improvised musicals in Sydney where I'm the musician for those. So Nick and Tom is like the main like comedy project for both of us. But yeah, I also do a lot of music stuff on the side. Yeah.
I am now starting on Wednesday a new job at a large Australian bank as an account manager, which is very distinct. And I am 16 years old. I'm also 28.
Ja, jetzt noch eine Frage zum Abschluss. Wie sieht's aus mit der Zukunft von The Berliners? Gibt es noch weitere Aufführungen in Planung? Vielleicht sogar irgendwann mal in Deutschland?
Well, this year we've got at least lined up hopefully Sydney Fringe and Melbourne Fringe, and you know, potentially bring it to Edinburgh. And you know what? If Berlin is willing to have us and not chase us out, you know, because the show is so stupid, we would love to perform it in Germany. I think that would be so funny.
Yeah, yeah. So we actually got a touring award to take it to Melbourne Fringe at the end of the year. And so, look, if something similar like that happened with Germany, where we didn't have to pay to get ourselves over there, that would be fantastic. But look, if the appetite for us doing Berliners is big enough,
we'll learn German to do it.
That's our promise. We'll learn German.
Ja, an ihrem Deutsch müssen die beiden vielleicht noch ein wenig arbeiten, aber eventuell führen sie ja wirklich bald mal ein Stück in Berlin auf.
Das würde definitiv passen, denke ich. Valerie, vielen Dank für das Gespräch und die Stimmen zum Stück.
Sehr gern.
Lust auf weitere Interviews und Geschichten? Uns gibt's auf allen großen Podcast-Plattformen wie Apple, Google und Spotify.